Radio Free Bongo is on the air. Hello again. This is Radio Free Bongo, and I'm your host, Bongo Johnny. And it seems like we've had a lot of dedications out lately due to artists passing away. Unfortunately, we have two more to go through. On July 11th of this year, Syd Barrett, the founder of Pink Floyd, guitarist extraordinaire, passed away at the age of 60. Then we had, on August 4th, right when our last show hit the airwaves, we found out that Arthur Lee, the lead singer and founder of the group Love, died at age 61. So we're going to play a few things from these two artists just to remember the music that they made. So here we go.
Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Yes, I'm a king bee, child, buzzing around your hive. I can make good honey, let me come inside. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. You know I'm young and able to buzz all night long. Well, when you hear me buzz, little girl, know something's stinging going on. Well,
in six stages, and the seventh brings return. The seven is the number of the young light. It forms when darkness is increased by one. Going and coming without a run. Action brings good fortune. Sunset. The time is worth the month of winter solstice, when the change is due to come. Thunder in the earth, the course of heaven. finished in six stages, and the seventh brings return. The seven is the number of the young light. It forms when darkness is increased by one. Change, return, success, going and coming without delay. Action brings good fortune,
asking, have you been there before? Walk down your doorsteps, you take some more steps, did you take them more? There's a private in my boat and he wears his instead of mantles on his coat. There's a chicken in my nest and she won't lay until I've given her my best. At her request she asks for nothing, you get nothing in return. If you're nice she'll bring you water, if she don't then you will burn. You go through changes, it may seem strange, it's what you're put here for. You think you're happy and you are happy, that's what you're happy for. There's a man who can't decide if he should fight for what his father thinks is right. There are people wearing frowns who screw you up, but they would rather screw you down. At my request I ask for nothing, you get nothing in return. If you're nice, you bring me water. If you don't, then I will smile. For the time that I've been given such a little while, and the things that I must do, this is the more than sound. There are places that I'm going. This is the time, this is the time. It is time, 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 time.
Thank you very much, Arthur. From the top, we had our tribute to Syd Barrett back in his Pink Floyd days, 1967 and 1968, with I'm a King Bee, the Slim Harpo tune that was also done by the Rolling Stones on their first album. And that was followed by Pink Floyd with Syd Barrett, Chapter 24, from the album Piper at the Gates of Dawn, done in 1967. And was their debut album. Now, Pink Floyd was actually named by Syd Barrett after two Georgia bluesmen, actually. That would be Pink Williams and Floyd Council. So he took the first names of those two gentlemen and put it together and came up with Pink Floyd. Then we heard Arthur Lee in Love two times. First, Your Friend and Mine, Neil Song, from the For Sale album of 1969. Then a live version of You Set the Scene, originally done on the Forever Changes album of 1967. But this one comes from a live performance at the Royal Festival Hall that he did in 2003. Arthur Lee was sick with leukemia at around that time, and you could sort of hear in his voice that he didn't quite sound the same as he used to. But it was a pretty faithful reproduction of the original recording, and worthwhile to play for you here tonight. We'd just like to remind you guys that we still have our homepage, which is radiofreebongo.tripod.com, and you can find a lot of interesting things on that page. Please check it out. And don't forget also our associated radio friends out there, Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus at radiocircus.net, and the Randy Bone Archives, which can be found on the same page. And moving right along with our passing theme, if you're gonna go to a passing, you really should bring some flowers.
You say you've been hurt too many times. I know it seems that way sometimes. So gather all black. In your hand, and gather on black roses.
and paupers walk the hungry street. Rich and poor companions of the restless feet. Strangers in a foreign land, strike a match with a trembling hand. Learn too much to ever understand. But nobody's buying flowers from the flower lady. Lovers quarrel, snarl away their happiness. Kisses crumble in a web of loneliness. Written by the poison pen. Voices break before they bend. The door is slammed, it's over once again. But nobody's buying flowers from the flower lady. Poets agonize, they cannot find the words. And the stone stares at the sculptor, asks, are you absurd? The painter paints his brushes black. Through the canvas runs a crack. Portrait of the paint never answers back. But nobody's buying flowers from the flower lady. Soldiers disillusioned to come home from the war. Sarcastic students tell them not to fight no more. And they argue through the night. Black is black, white is white. Walk away both knowing they are right. But nobody's buying flowers from the flower lady. Smoke dreams of escaping souls are drifting by. Dull the pain of living as they slowly die. Smiles change into a sneer, washed away by whiskey tears. In the quicksand of their mind, they disappear. Still nobody's buying flowers from the flower lady. Feeble, aged people almost to their knees complain about the present using memory. Never found their pot of gold. Wrinkled hands pound weary holes. Each line screams out, you're old. But nobody's buying flowers from the flower lady. And the flower lady hobbles home without a sail. Tattered shreds of petals leave a fading trail. Not a pause to hold the road. Even she no longer knows The lamp goes out, the evening now is closed, and nobody buying flowers from the flower lady.
Have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Taking husbands, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever? Young men gone, long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone to soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Soldiers gone, long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? Gone, long time passing. Oh, where have all the graveyards gone? A long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the flowers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Young girls pick them, everyone. Where have those soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone.
Okay, we paid our respects with Black Roses from that double drumming group, Clear Light, 1967. That was followed by the Rolling Stones doing an alternate version of Dead Flowers from the Sticky Fingers album of 1971. Then we heard Phil Oakes, Flower Lady from Pleasures of the Harbor. We ended it up with Where Have All the Flowers Gone, this version done by Johnny Rivers. And even though I'm on vacation this week, I'm still going to be doing my Radio Free Bongo shows because, unlike old Leadfoot, I can't afford to have Randy Bone come in and do substitute shows for me. I just haven't got that kind of money. Well, anyway, let's get back to our memorial show with some more memorial music.
Oh, what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Britney. Is there hope for the future? Say the brown bells of murder. Who made the night on earth? Say the black bells of London. And who killed the miner? Say the grim bells of Lina. Through the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All will be well if say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why? Say the silver bells of wine. And what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rimmey. Will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rimmey. Is there hope for the future? Say the brown bells of murder. Who made the mind open? Say the black bells of Rimmey. Who killed the miners? Say the grim bells of Lina. Oh,
rather be dead. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead than wet my bed. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead. I said dead than wet my bed. Oh, I'd rather be gone than carry on. I'd rather go away than feel this way. Oh, I'd rather be there where you haven't got a care and you're better off dead. Doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. Oh, I'd rather be dead.
Oh, I'd rather be dead.
I'd rather be dead.
I'd rather be dead.
I'd rather be dead than wet my bed. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead.
Stubborn stains, erasing them carefully, breaking the dreams of a life and entering them prayerfully. My telephone never stops ringing now that I've taken my life. Now that I've taken my life, pleading reality, mumbling morality, and losing the child I was. Smiling my youth to the wall and recalling how wild I was. I'm a very popular man now that I've taken my life. It was a foolish life, I know. Ivory towered and quite out of touch. It was a life that had to go. I guess I won't miss it much, for the solid gold women are standing in line and dangling a solid gold key. The very best hostesses pour me my wine. to sing their daughters to me. Now that I've taken my life, remembering the April air, my hands in a cursory prayer, my eyes on the crowd outside. The music is merry, the laughter is comfortably loud outside. And the laughter I'm hearing is mine. Now that I've taken my life, it was a foolish life, I know. Ivory towered and quite out of touch. It was a life that had to go. I guess I won't miss it much. For the solid gold women are standing in line and dangling the solid gold key. The very best hostesses pour me my wine, introducing their daughters to me. Hiding the damp remains, scouring the stubborn stains, erasing them carefully, breaking the dreams of a life and entering them prayerfully. Others clearly no stopping me now, now that I've taken my life.
Hipsters, flipsters, and finger-poppin' daddies, knock me your lobes. I came to lay Caesar out, not to hip you to him. The bad jazz that a cat blows wails long after he's cut out. The groovy is often stashed with their frames. So don't put Caesar down. The swinging Brutus hath laid a story on you that Caesar was hungry for power. If it were so, it was a sad drag, and sadly hath the Caesar cat answered it. Here, with a pass from Brutus and the other brass, for Brutus is a worthy stud, yea, so are they all worthy studs, though their stallions never sleep. I came to wail at Caesar's wake. He was my buddy, and he leveled with me. Yet Brutus digs that he has eyes for power, and Brutus is a solid cat. It is true he hath returned with many freaks in chains, brought them home to Rome. Yea, the looty was booty, and hip the treasury well. Dost thou dig that this was Caesar's groove for the push? When the cats with the empty kicks hath copped out. Yea, Caesar hath copped out too, and cried of a storm. To be a world grabber, a stiffer riff must be blown. Without bread, a stud can't even rule an anthill. Yet Brutus was swinging for the moon. And yea, Brutus is a worthy stud. And all you cats were gassed on the Lupercal when he came on like a king freak. Three times I lay the kingly wig on him, and thrice did he put it down. Was this the move of a greedy hipster? Yet Brutus said he dug the lick. And yes, a hippocat has never blown. Some claim that Brutus's story was a gag, but I dug the story was solid. I came here to blow. Now stay cool while I blow. You all dug him once because you were hipped that he was solid. How can you now come on so square? Now that he is tapped out of this world, City Hall is flipped and swung to a drunken zoo. And all of you cats are goofed to Whig City. Dig me hard. My ticker is in the coffin there with Caesar. And yea, I must stay cool till it flippeth back to me.
Out of the last break, we heard The Byrds with The Bells of Rimmy from their first album, Mr. Tambourine Man, of 1965. That was followed by Norman Greenbaum, that man who gave us The Eggplant That Ate Chicago, with Spirit in the Sky from 1970. Harry Nilsson then followed up with I'd Rather Be Dead from his Son of Schmilsson album. Tom Paxton then gave us Now That I've Taken My Life from the Morning Again album. And we finished up with the great Lord Buckley doing Mark Antony's funeral oration for Julius Caesar, hipster style, of course. And it's time for us to go, but before we do, we're going to give you some hope for the future. And this one's by Bob Dylan, Forever Young. Take care, everybody, and may you remain forever young.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung, and may you stay.
Young.
Forever.
river, yeah.